This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit goldenoaklending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, and listen, when we're not talking sports, which is all the time, Bo and I, it never leaves us. It's with us constantly, even when we're with the wives and stuff. We're talking food the rest of the time. It's always a pleasure to have our man, Chef Andre from the Catch and Cut, the new restaurant everybody's talking about in Los Olas Boulevard. It is really, really nice. I had a great experience, and I go home the other day, Bo, just coming home for lunch, turn on the TV, turn on NBC there to see how my old NBC friends are doing. And there's Chef Andre.
He's a TV star.
He's doing a little cooking and promoting
the
place.
He's multimedia.
Yeah. Chef, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you doing? I'm doing well. We had another great week at the restaurant.
Yeah, well, you always do with that darn food.
Joe told me I just need to give you a little makeup before you go on TV the next time.
I did. Hey, I should know a thing or two about that stuff. Hey, so man, we got a lot of stuff to get to, and I got to give a shout out before we do. Gene the Dream, what a waiter, man! Gene the Dream, if you're out there listening, I got to tell you that guy did something I've never had done. When we were having a stone crab, he goes, and we couldn't quite figure it out. I couldn't, and I was a little embarrassed. He puts a towel over the top, cracks it. And the whole thing, like, opens up, and it's perfect. And he did it in, like, 2 seconds, and he kind of dropped the mic. He was a little cocky the way he did it, but it was outstanding. And there's all this meat. It was fantastic.
Yeah, Gene's been with me for a long time, and I'm really excited to have him in the restaurant. And that's with everybody. I mean, to give it a sports analogy, the locker room was really, really coming together. Yeah. The personalities are jiving. You know, the goal of putting together a fantastic restaurant from the top to bottom is really coming together. And I'm surprised after 6 weeks how well we've all jived within that locker room. And I'm really excited for the future of this restaurant.
Come on. And now listen, you got to be a little cocky on this show. You got 26 years of Joe Stone Crab. Like people know you. People know you. They know who you are. A lot of people followed you up there to Los Olas. So I appreciate you being a nice guy, and like you're some brand new guy in town here or something. It's like everybody in Dayton Broward kind of knows who you are, man, if you don't mind me bragging on your behalf.
Yeah, my wife keeps me grounded, trust me.
Yeah, well, all of ours do. Don't believe
me. Yes.
Hey, so Andre, let me ask you one question. You're a New England guy, and I know you like that the Nantucket, an atmosphere. But are you got some Italian in you?
A little bit. We have a seafood fra Diablo on the menu.
Well, there you go. So you jumped the gun on me.
We got a little bit.
Because I remember coming in and talking to you, and you were kind of putting the finishing touches on this seafood linguine. And
yep.
And so when we came, my wife and I and another couple came in Monday, and it was on the menu. It was a special. So I said, oh, my God, this thing was outstanding. And I go, he's got to have a little Italian in there because that little Fra Diablo, just enough spice.
That's what he did on TV.
Just another little spice. And the noodles were perfect. And, oh, my God, that was – I'm waiting to come back, and I haven't seen you since. And Well, I tell you, that was outstanding. Outstanding.
Well, between you and I, I'm not going to tell anybody, it's still a little bit of a New England clam boil in disguise.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I still get my New England tradition in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It was kind of that New England-y kind of a, you know, clam bake kind of a look. You had clams in there. You had mussels in there. Oh, you had lobster in there.
So good.
But then you had that little Fra Diablo sauce and those noodles, and oh, my God, what a combination.
Chef, we're sitting down there, and I go, boy, I know you got a lot of good seafood. I see all this different fish you have, but I go to one of those restaurants. I'm going to get that steak, and that steak was so good, so good. And then a little side sauce on that bad boy. God, that was good.
You guys do a great job marketing my restaurant.
man, it's just, I mean, when you say catch and cut, I mean, it's equally, no matter what side you're on, it's fantastic, whether it's a different fish or those steaks are fantastic.
Joe became a fan of the sushi there, too, when we brought him in.
Well, that just kind of
Chef Yomo does a phenomenal job.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's got a great background, and I hear nothing but wonderful reports about, you know, how well his sushi represents the restaurant. So we're real proud to have him.
Hey, so Drake May's your quarterback, and you just signed about $200 million worth of guys in free agency. Do you feel better about your team or how you feeling, or you still believe it's got to happen through the draft, or what are you thinking? They do look a lot better.
I think it's going to happen through the draft.
Yeah.
So
I'm with you.
So let me stretch out that a little bit, that conversation. How do you feel about Bill Belichick and his 25-year-old girl?
I don't understand it.
So you've seen more personality out of Bill Belichick over the last 6 months than you did after 20 years, right?
20 years of the Patriots,
Hey, chasing her around, and she dressed as sexy as hell around him. She ain't holding back any. My good God. Yeah. If Bill's not on my program yet, he will be, because keep up with that. My God, that's crazy. Hey, Chef, it's always great having you, man. Really appreciate how we doing for looking down the road? You guys – still pretty packed, or is there still open, or how long? Go ahead.
It's a daily discussion in the restaurant how we're going to fit everybody in there on a nightly basis, which is a good problem to have. And you know, and again, like I've told you guys before, I love the fact that it's all locals.
Yeah,
and we really take a lot of pride in that. Yep. And it's great to get to know the locals, and it becomes a local place for them to come. And you know, we're going to stick to that upscale neighborhood restaurant.
Yeah, awesome. Good stuff, Chef. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Yeah, have a good week, guys. I appreciate it. Hope to have you in the restaurant soon.
Take care.
Don't worry.
Thanks.
Bo's in there all the time. Thanks, Chef Andre. I appreciate that. And it is great, Bo. That thing is that thing's a home run, man. That is that guy right there is a rock star in food right there. He is special.
Hey, Hollywood gonna come in and pay some money in there. Drop a few coins
I
in
think
there.
He
drop a few of his wife's money in there.
I think
when you open up a Dade location.
You need the Dade location for the babysitting service and stuff to be close.
I think it'd be a good idea.
It wasn't too hard to get you up to Broward County when the Panther Parade was there, my friend.
That's true. Yeah, good location for that, though.
Yeah, that was a nice you know, that thing. That
By
thing,
the way,
that
I can't thing, imagine that the thing, concerts here for a couple of days.
That thing literally dropped in our laps, that Panther Parade. And then we got Tortuga, like, is literally right across the street.
Is Tortuga done, or is it happening?
No, Tortuga's coming up, like, in April
pretty soon.
Or right?
Can you watch from your place?
Can you watch?
It's right there.
All right.
It's the same. The stage is right where the Panther stage was.
My wife wants to go save me money on a ticket.
I sat up there one.
Why is every time we bring up something, you think you get something free out of it? Why do you always do that?
Because that's how it works.
Because he's in the radio business, that's why.
We're always looking for a handout. All right. Come on, man.
Well, listen, I can tell you this.
I'm sure at the Bo's restaurant, when the check came, you paid it.
I picked up some of the tip.
You did get hit pretty hard at the Panther Parade, though.
I did pick up that tab. I did leave it open. I got a little liquored up that night, so I did.
You're very generous, by the way. This guy's had a few drinks. My God, is he generous?
No, he's always generous.
Yes.
Especially when he had how many beers did you have that day?
I think I saw
he was loose on the air that day, man.
That was a loose day, man. God, that was a loose day.
Celebrate when you're at a parade. Yeah.
Let me tell you,
we don't have a lot of those.
For about a 3 or 4 block square area, nobody was sober that day, I don't think.
Bo, it's bad when I started to go to my car and I had to call my wife to come get me. It's never good. Because I had to hear about it.
At least you had the wherewithal to call and not try to drive
home. No, never do that. No, no, you can't do that.
No.
I'll tell you what, speaking of going great places, I got to tell you about Beverly's Jewelers. And only because I know Hollywood just went there, and I know Bo goes there for all the big occasions. I got to tell you, when you talk about Jeff and Amanda, birthdays, anniversaries, all the things they have, they have an incredible offer. If you're thinking about getting married and you're getting engaged here pretty soon and you're looking, and I got something on a special that you're really going to like. They got a stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity, e-color set, and a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. Choose from all shapes, larger sizes available, similar savings, but hurry. This deal is for a limited time, plus gold prices are an all-time high. Beverly's is paying top dollar for your gold, your silver, your diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. I trust Beverly's and have for more than 30 years, and you can too. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard or online at bevjewelers.com. Beverly's Jewelers, if you're starting to look around for that diamond engagement ring, it really is where South Florida gets engaged.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 65 degrees. There is no rain in the forecast. And in more good news, guys, we have heat tickets to give away here. So now that Bo was here, I was thinking, Joe, maybe we could do some trivia around his hometown, perhaps. Maybe Bo can ask us, you know, a question related to his hometown.
All right.
Okay.
What do you think? How's somebody get? Why are you going to Milpitas? How's somebody going to know all that stuff? That's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Well, look. So if you were in Milpitas, where would you go to get some pastries?
I think everyone knows the answer to that. Okay, if you listen to the show, that's a great question.
There you go. See?
First caller, 305-567-0560.
I was going to say where you go to get barbecue, but I don't think we've ever spoken about Fat Boy Barbecue in Milpitas.
Mm. Is that pastry place still there?
No. But it was famous for a long time. Yeah, well, it was like probably from the time, I bet you from the time that, when I grew up there, from the time I was 25 years old, it was there for at least 25 years and maybe before me. So
that's going to be a hard one, man.
Yeah. So, you know what? You think so? You know,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Why would they know it? We don't do it every week.
I'm watching all these shows on NFL Network, ESPN, Fox, all these things, and all these opinion shows, right? They got all the guys around. And how about Stephen A. Smith, $100 million? How about that deal? Huh?
By the way, I think we've had enough of Stephen A. Like, he's on everything.
Yeah, he's political. He's on politics.
I heard him the other day because I watch him.
Yeah.
He's talking about, man, he wants to get in this NFL thing now. And I'm like, oh, please stick to basketball.
No.
Why is he always screaming at everyone? You ever notice that? Like, halftime rolls around and he's screaming at you.
That's his stick.
I don't think anyone knows the answer to this question.
So I'm looking right up here right now, and I only see it when I come in here. your close buddy Mike Tannenbaum, always on these shows, giving his opinion on these deals, right?
Mike's become the lead front office guy.
Yeah. So he's one of those guys that the people like. He's like a guy that they'll hire to do a job search, right? And usually
he's got a consulting company, and he helped the Jets.
And usually he puts his name on the top of the list. And
I don't know if he did this time, but he did get our former GM a job for sure.
I tell you what, he's my man. Look, I've had a pretty good relationship with Mike, but he
got Rick Spielman.
He's a survivor, man.
No, Mike is a survivor.
Yeah,
Mike went right in. He took this job.
He's been up and down.
And by the way, don't think that somebody's not after listening, going, you know, maybe Tannenbaum was with the Jets and Dolphins. Maybe we ought to give him a shot.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm expecting we're going to Pro Day for University of Miami, and I think we'll be seeing Mike down there. Mike will end up showing up down there. It's close to home. He's in Palm Beach and everything. So I got to ask you this question. This popped up early this morning, and again, it started with Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler, as you probably know, Golden State's like 10-1 with him in the lineup, so he's playing great. So what he started to show this morning, well, if we had him, we'd be a lot better. There's no motivated,
if you had the Jimmy Butler that's playing the way he's playing in Golden State, then you'd be better.
So then it goes over to Tyreek.
Yeah.
So Tyreek, people are like, why? And he's like all these receivers. He's a real high maintenance guy.
Yeah.
And the way he's happy, you're getting a lot of targets.
Yeah.
A lot of catches, a lot of yards, a lot of touchdowns, and they're winning enough.
Yeah.
But I think the one thing that he doesn't talk about, I'm sure it does. He can't feel good about leaving Kansas City and they're in the Super Bowl every year. Because he could have been there for less money.
So look, if Tyreek's there for less money, and Kansas City has been what they've been since he's been gone,
no reason they wouldn't be.
And if he were there, they may have been had a better a chance to win a third straight Super Bowl. The ancillary money that he would have earned there probably would have made up for a big part of what he got here in that.
I don't know, man.
But you know, Joe, we've talked about this a lot. You know, there's one position that's always got a thorn in it, right? And it's that wide receiver position.
High-maintenance position.
It's a high-maintenance position. And I can go back to –
give me a couple.
Let me see. When I first came
in, I give you four that live here in South Florida full time.
First of all, my roommate Daryl Harris was the first professional.
One I'd been around.
And I had a couple guys in college that weren't really good players, but were, you know, they were the wide receivers, and they were always bitching about something, not getting the ball, this and that. So I could go down the line with me. It was Daryl. Then Clayton, and look, don't Clayton. Mark's
that's my guy.
But Mark, I'm gonna tell you this. Mark is one of my favorite guys. When you're around Mark, he's funny, he's good, and a great athlete, a great player. But he's a wide receiver,
that's part of their makeup.
And it's part of the makeup. I want the ball. I want the ball. I want the ball. Now Dupe wasn't. You know, he was a little bit of that, but not much.
Not much.
And then after that, who came in? Then we had Brandon Marshall. You know, come on, your Brandon Marshall comes in. Brandon Marshall, who you know, the one thing I remember about Brandon Marshall, close game. I think it's to Tannehill or whoever throws a touchdown ball to someone else, and Brandon was wide open, and everyone's celebrating. And he's pitching a fit, like, you know, and so on and on. And who comes after Brandon? And the one thing about Brandon.
Let me hear this.
Brandon was on a bunch of teams.
Yes.
And on every team he was on, whether it was Denver, whether it was the rest of the teams that he went on.
Chicago. That was not good.
He was always one of the top five receivers in the league. But he changed teams multiple times. And I never heard one of those teams say, hey, I wish we had him back. Right,
no question.
So, and Randy Moss, you can remember Randy Moss. He's the big television guy. He's this guy, and look, I'm glad his health is back around. but he was the same kind of guy. And it's never the offensive lineman. It's never a defensive lineman. Maybe defensive lineman every now and then. But it's always – there's always somebody the one of the most vocal guys on your football team negatively is always going to be a wide receiver.
I
don't know why that is.
I just think it comes with how good you are.
Yeah.
Listen, when Tyreek led the league – and touchdowns, yards, everything. That 1 year, and he was voted the number one player in football by the players. I think John Madden game had him number one. He was pumped about all that stuff, and he was getting paid.
Yeah.
He was also had the big contract. But that drop-off last year,
I think
the drop-off just really.
So let me ask you. So he was the number one. He was voted the number one player in the league by team, by players. By the players.
The players said,
last
you're the
year,
best player in football.
You're the best player in football. Where does he rank this year coming into the season?
Third or fourth best player in his own team.
Does he crack the top 100? And talk about the Terrell Owenses and those guys. They're always it's that position, you know, it
well, I'll give you one. You haven't even met Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown, there you go. $90 million.
He literally got up and walked out, took his jersey off and waved at everybody.
$90 million, now he's $3 million in the hole. How do you do that? I mean, it's a –
he spent a lot of furniture at people off a balcony.
Isn't that
what he did?
It's the nature of the beast, man. It's always
– didn't he fight some movers or something too?
Yeah, he's running the social media. He was on Joe Rogan.
Yes, he was.
He was on – what's the guy, Theo – what's the guy, Theo Vaughn?
I didn't watch it.
So he was on, you know, I mean, he's doing the podcast circuit.
But he's out there. They must know when they get him.
That's what they want. You want to get a guy that's going to say something that's crazy. You know, the Shannon Sharp, his thing is all about.
Yeah.
You know, he had, Cat Williams on there.
Oh, Cat Williams.
And he spilled the beans on everybody. And then all of a sudden, you know, his podcast goes through the roof.
The Antonio Brown thing is just sad, though.
I get why
they're having him on there because he says bizarre stuff, but he's a sick dude.
Let me ask you this. You're a guy that you've made $90 million in the NFL. You're down to $10 million. Don't you think about pumping the brakes a little bit? Now he's like in debt.
I don't think he does.
Way in debt, you know?
I don't know if he thinks
that. I think
you guys
are giving him way too much credit for being a logical person, though. Anyway, speaking of logical people,
somebody won the ticket.
No, he's a great player.
You were so against the trivia question, somebody won.
Yeah, one person to finally call.
Who cares?
No,
we only need one.
Somebody really listens if they remember. What was the answer? I forgot.
Butts Bakery. You knew that. Come on. You knew that.
Hey, we've got more stuff coming up here. Alan Poupart is going to join us. Alan Poupart will join us. We'll talk about the Miami Dolphins.
You know what? He's a
big lefty.
Yeah, but Alan, you know, so in that media room, Alan's kind of an odd.
He's a different guy.
He's a different guy.
Yeah.
You know, he's good at what he does, but you know, most of those guys have, you know, limited interests in stuff. He's kind of a little bit more of a, I won't say a Renaissance man, but he got a little more stuff that he's interested in. Not, you know, he's serious about his, you know, doing what he does. But I always feel like he's got
he'll make a comment sometimes we're playing and like, was that a shot or was that?
Yeah, he comes. Got that.
Were you taking a shot at my game?
Got a little backhanded.
Hey, nice try there. What? Are you saying I'm not hustling?
Yeah.
All right, anyway, hey, Alan Poupart will join us next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.